Great Sefer, not Great Sefer.
Okay, good evening. So last night, the Chazon Eish opened up talking first about the Midah of Emunah, which in and of itself he pointed out was surprising that he calls it an Emunah. It's not just something in our minds, but it's something bigger than that. We have to still work on defining it. And he writes how it's a very fine characteristic that a person, when he's attuned to looking out at the vastness of nature and the beautiful world that Hashem has created, is overwhelmed with a desire to get to know it, and then realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the center of all this world and needing to interact with all of it, has placed human beings. But placing human beings in such a situation without giving them tools to begin to interact is meaningless. And that's what the first tool that Hashem gives us is the eyes. We have an eye, as he says, on each side of our head, to the right and to the left. And the chachma that goes into just the eye is just, it's mind-boggling, so much so that he writes in his time, and I'm sure it's certainly true nowadays also, that they keep discovering new things. And I'm sure that's it's always going to be true. It's the kind of organ, which again is just so unbelievable that there's always that much more. So he continues in Ozbezu, Ma betzaim timali ayin leros. And what good would the eye be to see? Im ze anivra nikra adam yenato koach atnuv liyochal ania davar memkomo. If the human being is supposed to be at the center of this unbelievable world and is supposed to interact with the world, and we can see it all, but we can't move, so what value is that, would there be in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us with the ability to see the beautiful world? So, Sama Bari Libo Lazeh, he thought about it. God realized this potential problem. V'yaskin lo shtei adayim mimino mismolo. So he put a hand on each side of our bodies to allow us to physically interact with the world, to be able to move with the world around us. And he broke up each hand into smaller joints. Each joint has, you know, I don't remember what they're all called anymore. You know, there's some joints that bend, and there are some that twist, and there's the ball one in the shoulder. So I don't remember everything. But, you know, bekitzer, our hands aren't just stuck out straight. We have the ability, I guess it's in the elbow, whatever. We have the ability to, you know, to turn our hands and to turn our wrist up and down. Again, everything was with this this fine-tuned to be able to let us interact with the world. And each one has five sticks sticking out of it that we call fingers. And the fingers give us that much more of a fine ability to do things. Again, if you imagine Rahman al-Tan, somebody who had the arm to interact with without the fingers, I wouldn't say it's useless, but it's exponentially that much more difficult to interact with everything around the person. And then he went further. He put nerve endings in the fingers so we can sense the difference between hot and cold. Between things that are wet and things that are dry. Soft and hard. In order to allow us to live our lives in this beautiful world that he created. And what good would it be for man if he had eyes to be able to see and he had the hands to be able to touch? But the person was stuck. If the person had no ability to move, it was just, you know, reaching out from one spot, and there's this whole big world out there. So what has HaKadosh Baruch Hu really accomplished? So he put two legs to allow us to explore the greater world. And every detail of the legs also, and the knees, and the joint. Everything, again, was done with absolute precision. And what good would it be if we had eyes, and hands and feet? If they were like dead limbs and they didn't have a life to them, Vaipach ba'apo ruach hayim kamus soda meitanum alumach idasa al edim anachnu gam b'nei adam gam b'nei ish ki yeshna v'nimtzahi chaya v'kayim v'matza anu menimtzahim u'bekuyuma anu kaimim v'anu karm l'ashem os nefesh ruach neshama hako behergesh merachok v'inanu yodim mahi. So he needed a certain, I don't know if the right word is, almost like life energy that he had to incorporate into this body, not just that it could physically move, but that it would have a, I don't know, a certain spirit, not in the spiritual sense, but in the, you know, being alive sense, not just like this, you know, like a machine can move also. You can have a robot has the ability, I'm sure nowadays the robot can probably feel also, but assume like the old school robots, you know, that the arm goes out like this, and it can interact, and the legs can move. But it doesn't have a hergish to it. It doesn't have the ability. It doesn't have more to it. And we can't even define exactly what that means. He admits it ourselves. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it into us, and we know that it's true because that's the way we live our lives. And there's amazing parts within all of the joints and parts of the body that make up the ability for the body to still function. Tachlis habasa vatsamos umerutzas hadam b'chalorka v'amav mezachayim. He created a system where there are veins and arteries that are taking blood and literally bringing the life constantly out to all the different parts of the body. V'adam hu ha-nefesh ha-chayo ba-adam. And it's really the blood that's the essence of what allows us to live. The blood wasn't flowing, all these other parts that we had would go dead. I don't know if instantaneously, but very, very, very quickly. V'amnam acharei shenaseh ha'adam adayin. I thought I skipped the page. V'amnam acharei shenaseh ha'adam adayin ein kiyumo ne'eman. And then even after, again, if you think about it, again, and he's really just breaking down things that we take for granted and we know, but he's getting to a point. It just might take a few days. I mean, for us, a few days. No, there is a point to what he's saying already, but the broader point that he's going to build up towards. But Kadosh Baruch Hu creates all of this. And we have the eyes to see, and we have the hands and the fingers and the legs and the eyes and the blood running through it. But even that's not enough for the kiyum of a man to last. Because we constantly need fuel. If we don't eat, then all these things that he made, and where do we get the food from? From that outside world that he's created all this for us to interact with. But if we don't interact with it, then we're going to fall apart. We're not going to live. Ki chayav tluyim, our lives are dependent. B'mazon t'midiyah mechadesh damo b'kirbo. We need constant food because we need the calories, the nutrients, the energy, whatever it is, to keep the blood going. And that's how he created everything in the world around us. Dagon, tirosh, yitzar, tzemach, adamah. We need the grains to be able to grow. And again, if you need to take this step back to think about the grains growing, and you put something into the you know, that's why Seder Zroim is referred to by Chazal as emunas. What's the amunah? Because what kind of person logically would say, I'm going to put something before the winter into the ground and assume that in 6 months I'm going to have parnasa? Doesn't work like that in anything else, right? So you put it in, the seed spoils, it rots, and then when the sun gets warmer, then suddenly the wheat's growing and the fruits are growing. And a farmer has food, has sustenance, able to sell it. It's unbelievable. That's emunah. Zoraim is emunah. The eighth pri, and then it comes to the fruit trees. Minim rabim mem nisfar, and innumerable a number of trees. V'cholechem atzim mikokol shana simnu mazon adam. And each one has different vitamins and minerals and different parts for that we need for our health. L'havrio, to make a person strong. L'ashkos atzam atzmosav l'achos nafshol pnei aretz. To allow us to live on this great land that he gave us. And people have already been able, he doesn't mean learning Torah in the way we talk about learning Torah right now. He means learning, this is the Mada part of the Torah. right? Learning the chachma, the wisdom of all of those things that are out there. And v'das plios ha-chachma, the more we study it, the more we realize how unbelievable the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created is, the more amazed we are with what He did. Right? It's the great mystery of the world that it often happens that the scientists and the people that understand more of how the world works aren't the biggest maminim. It makes no sense. I don't know. I can't explain it. I assume it's a gaiva thing or something. The more you understand, the more you feel like you're in control. But the more somebody can tap into how the world works and the inner workings, and then to conclude that it all, you know, there's a big bang and it all. That wouldn't get past any other scientific theory you're trying to muster up. Oh, but for this, the creation of the world, that's good. It makes no sense. But somehow they're not the biggest maminim. But there's no. How can you not be? If you realize every detail that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world, and everything around us, the entire world, bears witness to the fact that there is a God and there is a Creator. And again, he's going to take this a few steps further in terms of bringing this to ultimately what he's defining as this Midah of Emunah.